A relative of the slain leader of a radical Muslim sect in Nigeria has been shot dead only 2 days after taking part in peace talks led by a former president. Babakura Fugu's killing comes as Nigeria's weak central government struggles to stop attacks carried out by the feared Boko Haram sect. The group claimed responsibility for the August 26th car bombing of the United Nations headquarters that killed 23 people. His death raises concerns about whether its fighters want to negotiate an end to their increasingly bloody sectarian attacks. We spoke to Dr. Kataza Gondwe, team leader for Africa at Christian Solidarity Worldwide, about what the international community is doing about the violence in the country. This particular violence, it's violence that doesn't seem to be going away. There doesn't seem to be any chance of getting a handle on it, does there?
No, there doesn't. And even the announcement that came forth that the military would take full charge of security in Jos isn't exactly comforting, mainly because the military itself has been accused of being complicit in the violence. And also because this has happened in the past. Apparently in 2008, the military, again, was said to, it was given overall charge of security in Jos. And there were no real tangible results to show for it. And one commentator has said that when the government lacks the courage to confront an issue such as this, and particularly issues like unmasking the faceless crisis merchants, they create some kind of diversion. So we're hoping that at least at presidential level this time, there's a seriousness to deal with it. But we're also worried by the fact that the military seems to be part of the problem in some instances.
Just looking at it, I mean, there's obviously the military offensive to try and deal with it, but has there been any talks, dialogues between these tribes, sects, that could help the situation?
Well, from what I'm gathering, there have been talks and dialogues, but they seem to break down. There's one area of Jos where it seems that there's an agreement amongst the people who live there, Muslim and Christian, that there will be no trouble there. And they're saying that this one area seems to, you know, it seems to have worked. And maybe local agreements like that, not allowing people to come into an area and cause problems, may be one of the ways forward. However, as things stand, I think prayer and urgent action is what's going to help.
Of course, these people don't discriminate sometimes with who they attack, and it ends up being, of course, the innocent that suffer, meaning people like women and children.
Oh, that's deliberate. It seems to be a deliberate tactic that's been adopted really since 2010, the massacres of Dogonahara and elsewhere. There has been deliberate targeting of women and children, sort of an annihilation attempt almost, particularly of the Berum tribe, because it appears that the settler tribe, the House of Fulani tribe, seem to see the Berum at the moment as their biggest the biggest obstacle to whatever it is that some in that tribe want to ensure. So all the killings of women and children have been of Berum women and children. And these attackers come well-armed in the night, even when there's curfew, sometimes with people in military uniform, and attack villages and small towns that are sort of on the outskirts of Jos or within Jos itself, and kill women, children, and entire families. In fact, in two instances, in the attacks that have happened since, most recently, we've heard of entire families being wiped out. In one instance, 8 members of the same family were killed. In another, 14 members of the same family were killed. So it's quite appalling what's been happening.
I mean, what you're talking about amounts to ethnic cleansing.
Somebody's actually mentioned the word genocide, but it's a strong word, so we try not to use it too freely. But it appears to be at the targeting of a specific people group by another people group. So it's ethnic cleansing by any other name, really.
Is this something that the government in Nigeria should be dealing with, in a sense, or is it something that maybe the international community should be looking at as well?
Well, it seems the international community is beginning to look at it. I understand that the ICC is very focused on Nigeria at the moment, looking at where to intervene. And this is since the April violence in the different, you know, areas of Nigeria after the CPC candidate failed to win, and then his followers started fighting. And the fighting started off seemingly against political targets, but really just turned almost immediately into attacks on the churches, as the church was seen as backing Goodluck Jonathan's campaign. So since then, I think the ICC has been looking a little more closely at Nigeria, and there's every possibility they're looking quite closely at Jos. Definitely there should be an international attention to this, balanced international attention, and there should also be, I mean, ultimately, the responsibility for the safety and security of citizens lies with the national government. So the national government really has to challenge this, not just for the sake of maintaining the integrity of their own army and ensuring that those who practice biased tactics are actually weeded out, but also just for the security of the nation as a whole. This is not something that can be allowed to, you know, spiral out of control. And they need to be serious about tracking down and prosecuting those who fund and finance and also perpetrate or plan this thing, who are at a much higher level than the foot soldiers who actually commit the crimes.
For our listeners who are trying to work out the whole situation, where do Christians fit into this?
Well, in terms of Plateau State, where Jos is the capital, Plateau State is a overwhelmingly majority Christian state. And it is a Christian, visibly Christian state in the midst of states which are either Muslim or very closely, you know, being Muslim. So in the central, you know, in the central area of Nigeria. So it stands out and is significant. And this is the state that is having the attacks. This is the state where you have calls by the House of Fulani settler tribes for changes in the federal provision of indigenship. Nowhere else is this indigenship seen as such a major problem that people must fight. But I think that's where you would say the main problem is. And it's particularly focused around Jos, and Jos North in particular, because that's where the settlers are largely found. But other tribes that have settled in Jos are not part of the fighting. This is really almost like an ethnic but also religious violence that's going on. One tribe is doing, you know, is seen, is the common denominator, shall I say, in the fighting that is happening around Jos and Plateau State. So there's that aspect of it. And then in the rest of the north and center of Nigeria, you have areas where you have almost equal numbers of Christians and Muslims, or you have a Muslim majority. And particularly in the Sharia states, Jos is not a Sharia state. There's some others that are. There are about 11 of them. And in those states, there is severe repression in terms of how, you know, Christians' freedom of worship, how they can build, or if they can even build, or be given land to build churches, access of their children to schooling, access even to social services, and I could go on. And then it was largely in those areas that the fighting took place during the electoral violence, where Christians came under attack in a very serious manner.
Just one final question, just regarding going back to the government. What would mm-hmm. Christian Solidarity Worldwide like to see the government doing as a next step?
As a next step, it's really ensuring the integrity of the army and the security situation. Those who are in charge of security in Jos, if we're speaking about Jos itself, ensuring that the security personnel actually behave in a professional manner. That's number one. Number two, taking action to detain those who plan this thing, because it's all well and good, even arresting those who actually commit the crimes, as long as they're actually prosecuted at the end of it, but also detain the people who are behind it, you know, fomenting this. And once they're detained, bring them to trial, bring everyone who's involved in this thing to trial, and let them face the full course of the law so that people can see that there are consequences to this kind of behavior. And the culture of impunity has ended.